Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Having discussed some things that an animal can wear, now we're going to shift over into what can an animal not wear. Mishnah Gimel says, Uvameh eina yotza. In what can it not go out? Because it would not be considered clothing, it would be considered carrying. Lo yetze gamal b'mitutelis. A camel can't go out with a mitutelis. Mitutelis is a piece of fabric tied to its tail for identification purposes. So you know that the some people do that with their suitcases. Back in the day, we used to, when cars had freestanding antennas, people used to tie ribbons sometimes to your antenna so you could identify your car in a parking lot. Right? So people would do that with their camel. They would tie some piece of fabric or something to the tail for identification. However, that in and of itself is okay because it basically clothes. But it might fall off. And Mrs. Rabin, we're worried that it might fall off. And since it might fall off, you might pick it up and carry it. Therefore, you're not allowed to wear it in the first place. The camel is not allowed to wear it. Mrs. Rabin, in the first place. Also, camels can't go out lo akud velo ragul. Akud is with the foreleg and hind leg chained or tied together. No, not tied together tightly so they can't move, but tied together on the same rope or chain with a limited leeway. So this limits their ability to run, certainly, and even to walk too fast. It limits their gait, and that, of course, would prevent them from running away. Ragul means that one of the legs is tied up, so that it is basically forced to walk on three legs. And this would be for the same reason as the akud. It will prevent the animal from running away. So you can't do that on Shabbos. Why not? Because it's overprotection. It's totally not necessary. You could just put on, as we've said, we could put on an afsar and tie it up with the afsar. Or if it's a female, you could put it up with the nose ring and tie it up. And that's okay. This is overkill. And therefore, it is not considered clothes. It's considered carrying the rope. The same thing is true for other animals. It's really overprotection, and therefore you can't do it. Lo yikshor. Now, the next two halachas in this Mishnah are actually not about carrying, but they are related once we're talking about what an animal can't wear. So, what lo yikshor gimalim zeba zeba yimshoch. You cannot tie your camels to each other like in a chain, right, in sequence, and lead them that way. Like a caravan. Why can't you do that? Not because of carrying. You are allowed to have a leash tied to each camel. But rather because it appears as though you are taking them to the market. And we don't want to do anything on Shabbos that looks like the way we would do it during the week to take to market. However, the Mishnah says, but you can hold all of the individual ropes in your hand and lead them that way. That's okay, because the problem is not the leading them by the rope. The problem is appearing as though you're going to market, and that's not how people would take camels to go to market, with individual ropes. And the Mishnah concludes with something that's actually nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but is actually connected to Hilchos Kilayim, Shatnez. Ubilvad shelo yichroch. When you hold all these ropes in your hand, you can't wrap them around your hands. Why not? Why can't you do that? Because the concern is either that the ropes might be made out of shatnez, or more likely, some of the ropes might be made out of linen, and others of the ropes might be made out of wool. And so you have some ropes of linen, some ropes of wool, and they are in your hand, and they are together, twisted together, wrapped around your hand. So then you're basically, your hand is encased in shatnez and is getting warmed by shatnez, and that would be a big problem of violating the halacha of shatnez. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us that you have to be very, very careful not to wrap these things around your hands. Now, if you knew for sure that all of the ropes are either of linen, or all of the ropes are of wool, or all of the ropes are neither of linen nor of wool, then you would be okay. Then you wouldn't have to worry about it. But the good advice is, since you don't have the time to inspect every single rope to make sure that they are made of what they are made of, to not wrap them around your hand, and that way you avoid problems of shatnez.